You scared me. You can't just sneak up on a person like that. And what are you doing out here? Yeah, but shouldn't you be in your cabin with the campers? Seeing as it's almost their bedtime. Touché. But I got Tina to cover for me. What's your excuse? Ah, of course. I told you only my friends call me Allie. You can call me Allison. Well, if you were my friend, you'd respect my wishes to be called Allison. Anyway, I have to go. I'm just running a little errand, that's all. What do you care? You can't come with me. Because I haven't even told you where I'm going. You're not gonna like it. You'll think it's a waste of time. You'll be bored and miserable. And how exactly can you help? Apart from yapping in my ear and slowing me down. Okay, you can come. But don't say I didn't warn you. Follow me. We're walking to the other side of camp. I'm aware it's a long walk. I like walking. If it does get dark before we get back, then I will use my trusty flashlight. See? I'm way ahead of you. Look, I agreed to let you come, okay? Stop questioning my methods. Please? I know what I'm doing. Right, you still don't know what we're doing. Okay, this is the part where you have to promise not to laugh. I'm waiting for you to promise. I'm looking for a teddy bear. A little camper's teddy bear. She needs it before she goes home tomorrow morning. She thinks she left it behind at the picnic tables across the lake. So, I am going to go fetch it for her. Because it's important to her. I wish I had something sentimental like that. You stopped. Why are we stopping? Yes, I see that canoe. If you're saying we should paddle our way to the other side of camp, the answer is absolutely not. Because walking will be easier. But canoeing will be faster. I guess it is a straight shot. Still, I think we should walk. Because this is my errand, you are simply just tagging along. So we are doing as I say. We will walk. Tell me something. How do you always manage to get your way? Haha. You know, you're not as charming as you think you are. I know all the little campers in your cabin think you're the coolest camp counselor ever and adore you and can never get enough of you, but I am immune to whatever little spell you put them under. What? Why are you smiling like that? Well, stop. I'm not blushing. You're delusional. Completely and thoroughly delusional. Don't make me push you overboard. I can see the picnic tables from here. You were right. This is way faster than walking. Okay, so I'll hop out and get the teddy bear. You can just wait here. What, you worried Bigfoot is gonna get me? I'm only looking at the picnic tables. I won't wander into the woods or anything. I'll be right back. You guard the canoe from Bigfoot. And mission accomplished. I found the bear. It was on the ground over there. Kind of sad how something so sentimental could get so forgotten. Still, she's gonna be ecstatic when I hand this to her. I can't wait to see her face. Ready to go? The sun is setting. Looks like we're gonna make it back just in time. Especially if we paddle just a little faster. Yes, that was directed at you. Oh, why are your arms sore? Right, all those outdoor games yesterday. I told you not to push yourself too hard. Was it worth it, though? Beating my team at every single one. Your team won tug-of-war, horseshoes, kick the can, capture the flag. Don't act modest and pretend you don't remember winning every single game. I mean, how could you forget with all those little campers chanting your name? If they had the upper body strength to lift you up, like crowd surfing style, they probably would have. I would love to see that. Yeah, only so I could see them drop you. Hey, did you just splash me? You splashed me with your paddle. That was 100% on purpose. Don't act all innocent. You know what? There, now we're even. What is wrong with you? Okay, do that again and I will come over to your side of the canoe and strangle you. Okay, you know what? I've had enough. I forgot you're not supposed to stand in a canoe. It's not my fault. You were taunting me. Stop. This isn't funny. Stop. Okay, truce. You're impossible. I hate you so much. Fine, I guess the water is a little nice, actually. But I still despise you. Mm-hmm. I mean it. Oh, really? Why don't you believe me? I'm not smiling. Nope. Mm-mm. You must be imagining it. It's getting dark. We should probably get back before curfew. Okay. Let's go. My backpack is soaked. Hopefully everything in it is okay. Wait, the bear, shit. I didn't put it in my backpack. It's probably in the middle of the lake right now. Wait, what? You have it? You have it behind your back, don't you? You have it. Thank God. How'd you grab it without me noticing? It's only soaked a little. It's okay, it'll dry. I can't believe you saved it. Thank you. She's gonna be thrilled when you give it to her. What? No, you're the one who rescued it from the water. You should be the one to hand it over. It would be in the middle of the lake right now if it weren't for you. Besides, she loves you. It'll probably mean more to her coming from you than from me. Really? You really want me to? Well, if you insist. Thank you. Well, I guess this is it. We might not see each other tomorrow. My bus leaves at like 6 in the morning, so. Are you gonna be a camp counselor again next year? Cool. Me too, I think. I mean, definitely. Me too. So, see you next summer. Allie. You can call me Allie if you want. Wait, one more thing. I don't despise you.